Hi there, and welcome to the Hello Personality Podcast, where we use self-discovery tools such as personality typology and core gifts to help you come home to who you really are, so that you can live each day focusing your time and energy on what matters most. I'm Leslie McDaniel, and this is Season 6, Episode 9. This season, we've focused on exploring the idea of core gifts and the core gift discovery process. And we've heard from several people about their core gifts and the impact this discovery has had in their lives. If you're just now joining us and you're like, what is a core gift? I would encourage you to check out episodes 1 and 2 from this season, and that'll help you understand a little more about what this core gift thing is about. Then you can also check out some of the guest interviews this season to learn about core gifts in practice with real people. In this episode, I wanted to share the journey of how I discovered my core gift. The process of discovery that I went through is not uncommon, and I also believe that it'll illustrate how your core gift doesn't actually change, but your understanding of it can change when new layers are revealed. And that happens as you grow and change and move forward in your life. So even though this episode is focused on me and my gift and the process that I went through, I hope that my story will not only encourage you to discover your own gift if you haven't already, but it'll also help you better understand the power of this discovery process, while also normalizing all the ways that people might respond when they initially see their core gift statement. Another reason I wanted to share my story and my gift in this episode is so that you can see why I'm motivated to do this work and why I want to help people like you with your journey of personal growth, development, and transformation. Okay, so let's dig into this, shall we? So, you know how when there are certain things that cross your path, you have an immediate pull toward that thing? It's sometimes what we call a whole body yes. Well, that was core gifts for me. Now, I already mentioned this in my interview with Diane Ring a couple of episodes ago in episode 7, because she was my first point of connection to learning about core gifts. I'm rarely on LinkedIn, but I happened to be scrolling through a few posts one day, and I saw that she had posted something about her core gift. She probably used the word purpose too, which always draws me in, but I immediately knew that I had to learn more. So a quick Google search took me to the Core Gift Institute, and that's coregift.org in case you want to check it out. And to be honest, I still didn't quite understand what this was. And part of that was because I'm used to these get-to-know-yourself systems and processes giving a list of categories or types or some kind of label that fits you best. Now, I know you're familiar with personality type frameworks like the 16 types and Enneagram systems that I work with, but these systems are ultimately trying to group you with other people who have similarities in a particular way. So you essentially find your place in the system from a limited number of categories of types. While you are a unique individual, no two people are exactly the same, obviously, personality types are limited to a certain number of types because they're trying to describe overarching themes and patterns of groups of people. As you probably know, because I'm doing this podcast called Hello Personality, I believe that systems of personality are incredibly helpful tools for self-awareness and self-observation, and for helping you see certain patterns that are driving you that may be hard to see on your own. Another cool thing about these systems of personality that I work with is that they actually do offer you a path for growth to become less one-sided, more integrated, and a more conscious human. But back to my initial confusion about core gifts. With this background of understanding that I just described, I was looking for a list of core gifts. But that's just the thing. There's no list. There are no categories of gifts from which you identify your own gift. Now, don't get me wrong, there are themes among types of gifts that people have, or you may find two people who have a common theme between their gifts, but these categories and themes aren't predetermined by the process. Your gift comes exactly from your words. So this means that core gifts are as unique as the individual who participates in the discovery process. So after initially coming upon this idea of core gifts and a few emails with Bruce Anderson from the Core Gift Institute, I decided to sign up for this training to not only discover my own core gift, but to also learn how to facilitate this process for others. Now, as I've mentioned, this was a whole body yes. I'm sure you've had moments in your life like this too, but I instinctively knew that there was something powerful about the core gift process. And I was really curious about my own gift as well. And all of this was true even without me really knowing the details of what the core gift discovery process was. Perhaps that was my introverted intuition or NI in my 16 types personality, and also probably my introverted feeling or FI, because core gifts really hit upon things that I value deeply: self-awareness, purpose, potential, and making a positive contribution to the world. So in that core gift training that I went through, I was actually partnered with Diane that I just mentioned earlier to help facilitate my core gift discovery process. When we reached the end of the process, we constructed a two-part statement like everyone does who goes through this process. And that statement came exactly directly from my words that were captured during the interview process. So here's a little spoiler alert for what I'm going to share later, but the statement that we came up with did end up changing. But I do want to share this initial statement with you. So the initial core gift statement was, "My core gift is helping others to have insight into all that's transpiring. I give it by helping them to see their inner gold, focus on what actually matters, be who they were made to be, and be fully embodied in what is happening in the moment." Now, this is a beautiful statement. I do love reading it, and it's certainly true for me. Helping others to have insight into all that's transpiring is something that's often reflected back to me from clients, as well as many other people in my life. And that second statement, the part that said, "I give it by helping them to see their inner gold, focus on what actually matters, be who they were made to be, and be fully embodied in what is happening in the moment," those are certainly the strategies that I use to help people have more insight. So initially I was like, yeah, that's true. But something kept niggling at me in the back of my brain that just didn't seem to fit. If you've listened to the interview I did with Bruce in episode 2 this season, and some of the other people that I've interviewed, you know that there's always a connection between your core gift and a difficult or challenging or wounding situation in your life. And I just couldn't really seem to make a connection that felt authentic and real and true. You know, I thought of a few reasons that might work, as my extroverted thinking, cognitive function, or TE is apt to do as an ENTJ, but none resonated as deeply as the true root that broke open my desire to help people have insight into all that's transpiring. However, I let the statement simmer for many months, and by simmer, I just mean kind of let it sit in my brain, in my heart, in my body, to see if it was true. I wrote it on a card and I kept it on my desk so I could review it regularly and try to keep seeing the connection between my gift and a clear challenge or difficult event or experience. I trusted that if there was a connection, that would arise and I would see it. It would come to me at some point in my processing. About 9 or 10 months later, I was talking with Bruce again about something totally different, and the topic of my previous work experience came up. And you may or may not know this about me, but I have a Bachelor's of Arts degree in photography, as well as a couple education degrees. And before becoming a coach and working with personality type, I worked in photography with film in multiple formats, and I even developed and printed my own work. I also learned digital photography and the digital darkroom. But as I was explaining some of these things and my creative work to Bruce, I shared that I was always interested in telling people's stories when I was doing this work. So I was drawn to portraiture instead of landscape, for example, and some other forms of photography that are out there. But then the still photographs that I was capturing just really weren't enough for me. So I began to add an audio component in which I would interview my portrait subjects, and I would include a little MP3 player when the images were displayed, or online, just a little audio clip, so that the viewer of the image or of the person could hear from the subject. And then, guess what? That also wasn't enough for me, because it didn't seem to give enough dimensionality to the person. So I began to work in video. Throughout this process, I produced several required projects during my days in photography school, as well as several personal projects on the side. And then after this time period, I began working for nonprofit organizations as the communications person. And this meant that I worked on many aspects of producing short films and still photographs for these organizations to tell their stories. As a side note, I also dabbled just a little bit in graphic design for a while, so I could more effectively tell the story of the people in these organizations and the people these organizations served. So Bruce, with all of his wisdom and experience with Core Gifts over many, many years and decades, after hearing these parts of my story, suggested that there might be a deeper layer to my gift that I hadn't yet tapped in the original discovery process and the statement that I had constructed. At this point, I was already pretty sure that my statement was true, but what also felt true was that it wasn't the deepest layer of my core gift that I could currently access. Now, let me pause here and share a little connection to my type 4 personality. When I'm in my personality type, meaning when I'm being driven unconsciously by my personality patterns, I tend to focus on what's missing, as type 4s do. And my personality patterns have made me experience a lot of discontentment with what is, especially in the past. And I've been working on this a lot, and I'll share that I am experiencing more joy than ever at this stage of my life, which is really beautiful. But because I knew my patterns, I really wanted to make sure that I wasn't just rejecting this initial statement as not good enough, or like I had missed something, or that there must be a deeper layer, right? This can't be it. So that's why I gave myself so many months to sit with it. When Bruce mentioned that there might be another layer, it felt like confirmation that yes, I think that's true as well. And the desire to go deeper wasn't being driven by my personality or a rejection of what had been revealed as my gift initially. So over the next few weeks of digging deeper, I asked myself more questions about what was underneath my desire to help people have insight into all that is transpiring, which, if you remember, is from my first gift statement. I looked for the thing that I really deeply wanted and yearned for in my life. Now, knowing my personality types, that ENTJ fits best in the 16 type system, as I mentioned earlier, and knowing that the point on the Enneagram that best describes my personality patterns is type 4, and specifically the self-preservation subtype of 4, knowing these things certainly helped me in this discovery process. So during these weeks, after this conversation with Bruce, I did come up with a new statement in about the first week or so. But again, I knew I needed to let it sit to see if there was anything else. After a time period, I felt equal parts settled and unsettled with this new statement that I had constructed. While this may sound strange and it might seem like the statement wasn't quite right still, it really felt true to have these competing feelings. I felt the ache and longing and pain associated with not having this gift in my life, and the weight of the ways in which I had given it that were not coming from the best place at certain times in my life, which is always true of our gift. I also felt the truth of the statement searing through my body, so that was part of that whole body yes again. I felt motivated when I read it. I knew that I truly did have this gift. Even if I haven't always been the best at giving it, and if it has taken some time to develop in my life. And those things are true no matter whose gift we're talking about. Everyone is different, so you may not have the same exact experience as me when I hit upon the right statement for me at this stage of my life. But I always ask clients when working with them to discover their core gift to sit with their statements for a little bit to see what comes up. It's a really important part of the process. Okay, so back to my gift. What is it then? The new statement that I came up with is, my core gift is helping others to experience love flowing freely. I give it by helping them see their inner gold, focus on what matters most, make space for themselves and each other, and connect to something greater. Now, I even felt that in my body, in my heart, in my mind as I read it just now. And as I read it, you may have had a certain picture of what it means. So let me share what it means to me, or at least my current understanding of my gift. Helping others to experience love flowing freely is a broad statement that could cover a lot of things. But to me, it means helping people to experience love as if they are a vessel to receive love from God, from the source of all things, the universe, and others, and allowing it to really permeate all parts of their being, and then allowing that to also flow freely outwardly to other people. I see this in my own mind as an image of love coming down and then flowing freely throughout the body. And this allows a beautiful, radiant, and pure love to flow outwardly to others. Ideally, at no point in this process does the love stagnate or get blocked from receiving or giving. So let's look at the rest of my gift statement. That second sentence is always the strategies that we use to give our gift. So how do I help people experience love flowing freely? I give it by helping you connect to your inner gold. So this strategy means helping you see the beauty inside yourself that you may ignore or push away as unimportant or not good enough. Helping you focus on what matters most. This is a phrase that continually surfaces for me, and I even use it in the opening of the podcast. Being able to prioritize and focus on what matters most is so important in helping you feel like you're living an authentic, meaningful, impactful, and fulfilling life. All things that motivate me as well. Making space for yourself and each other. To me, this part of the statement is a natural next step after you truly start focusing on what matters most. You'll be able to give yourself and others the right amount of space, not too much and not too little. And lastly, the last statement is to connect to something greater. As with each part of this second sentence in my core gift statement, I believe this part of my gift is essential to helping you experience love flowing freely. And it inspires you to look beyond your life and whatever you may feel like is holding you back or pushing you down or limiting you in some way. Connecting to something greater than yourself reminds you that we are all connected as a human race and that there are greater powers at work that we may not always see or understand. So that's my core gift. Will the language of it change in a year or two? Maybe, probably. But the core gift itself won't change. A new layer may be revealed based on what I know about myself in the future, but the gift itself won't fundamentally change. The strategies may look a little different too, based on where I am in my life at that point and how my gift has developed. So, as I've mentioned in some of my interviews that came before this episode, there are shadow aspects to everyone's gift, and that's what I'm going to share more about in the next episode. But if you're listening to this or you've listened to any episode this season and you're like, I really want to know what my core gift is, I would love to facilitate the core gift discovery process for you. And in working with you on this, I would be sharing my gift with you in the process. So you can check out hellopersonality.com/core gift for more information or to sign up and get started. All right, so coming up in episode 10, we'll take a look at the shadow aspects of your core gift. And even if you don't know your core gift, I think you're going to get something from this episode about your own shadow. Okay, I'll see you then. Take care.